David Stockman was a budget director for Reagan way back when. He's famously taken to the woodshed for a leak, actually for leaking out a few things. He was interviewed by an investigative reporter, Greg Hunter, over the weekend and said, Trump is inheriting a mess that pales into insignificance as to what we had to deal with January of 81 when I joined the Reagan White House as budget director. The Trump bump in the stock market, will it keep going? That's delusional, he says. This is the greatest sucker's rally of all time. Trump is inheriting a built-in deficit of $10 trillion over the next decade under current policies that are built in, that are law, yet he wants more defense spending, sweeping tax cuts, border security, law enforcement, more for the veterans, infrastructure program, $1 trillion there. You put it all together, and it's madness. It doesn't even begin to add up, and it won't happen when you're struggling with a $10 trillion debt right now that's coming down the pike. And then he drops this bomb, and then we're going to get to our expert Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal and the Heritage Foundation. Quoting David Stockman, I think what people are missing is this date, March 15th, 2017. Let me check. It's coming up. That's the day that this debt ceiling holiday that Obama and Boehner put together right before the last election in October of 2015, that expires. The debt ceiling will freeze at about $20 trillion. Then it will then be law. It'll be a hard stop. The Treasury has $200 billion in cash. We burn cash at $75 billion a month. We'll be out of cash by the summer. Then it'll be the mother of all debt ceiling crises.
We call David Hochberg. We'll refinance. We'll be fine.
Let's first talk to Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal and the Heritage Foundation. Well, you know David Stockman. What do you think of his comments?
I don't agree with it. And look, there's a lot of respect for David Stockman. I remember his budgets back in the early 1980s, and he really wanted to cut spending, and a lot of Republicans didn't. But he was bearish on Reagan back then. He said it would never work. The Reagan tax cuts were going to cause this huge debt explosion, and that the stock market would crash and so on, and that the economy would never grow. And of course, he couldn't have been more wrong. We had the biggest bull market expansion in the country history back in after the Reagan tax cuts. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen when Donald Trump gets his tax cuts through. Now, look, is the debt a problem? Of course. I've talked to you guys about this every week for the last 3 or 4 years. Yes, the debt is a problem, but you've got to get the economy growing. We're growing at 1.6%, and that just won't cut it. That just will not cut it. If you get the growth rate up to 3.5% to 4%, which I believe we can do and create millions of new jobs, guess what? People start paying taxes. Corporate profits are higher. They pay more taxes. It's the best way to get, as John F. Kennedy and Ronald Reagan said, the best way to get the deficit down is to cut the tax rates and get the economy moving. So that's exactly what we're going to do. Stockman has the wrong take on this. Most of the kind of academic and financial economists are wrong on this. I mean, look what happens. He calls it the sucker's rally. But if you cut the capital gains tax, the dividend tax, and the corporate tax, I mean, that means people have more after-tax corporate profits to invest in the company, and the value of the stocks caps to go up. So now is the time to buy this market, not sell it.
What's holding up these proposed Trump tax cuts? And I would imagine that as we hold these up, that might get, Wall Street gets nervous, yeah, when they see their shadow, right?
You are exactly right. So one of the things that Trump has to do in this speech that he's going to give tomorrow night is basically tell the American people, I want that tax cut on my desk. By here's a great date, August 13, 2017. Do you guys know the significance of August 13?
World War One.
I'll answer
August
no.
13, Guns of August.
Okay. I bet a lot of your listeners get this one. August 13, 1981. You know the significance of that date?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
That's the Reagan tax cuts.
You got it. That's the day in Santa Barbara, California, on a blistery day, Ronald Reagan signed into law his historic tax cuts that unleashed the greatest prosperity in our country's history. That's exactly what Donald Trump should do.
Stephen, we'll leave it there for this morning. Thank you very much. Cubs Sox this afternoon. We're rooting for the Sox. Who will you be rooting for?
You know me.
Yeah, White Sox, thank you.
Thank you, Sox.
Thanks, Sox. Good to talk to you, Stephen.
I bleed Cubs blue.
All right. And just out of curiosity, we haven't talked to you since then. I'm sure you've heard of this kerfuffle at your alma mater, New Trier.
Oh, God. You know, people should read the letter, how hypocritical some of these liberals in Quebec and Wilmette are saying, oh, we need diversity, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, then why did you move to a place that's 97% white? I mean, you know, come on. Look, the schools should be teaching people how to read and write a little bit about American history. This idea that we're going to have this ridiculous, you know, diversity day when they can't even teach people the most basic things of learning is absolutely ridiculous. This is why our schools don't work. But I love this year. I had a great time there and had made so many friends there. It's a great school. But in diversity day, come on.
We were talking, I believe, to a parent or somebody familiar with the school, and I'm not, but... you know, famously, Rumsfeld is a alma mater of New Trier.
Oh, John Rumsfeld, my friend John Stossel. Do you know, guys know Steve Moore?
I know Stephen Moore, yes. But yeah, they took Rumsfeld's, they took his picture down from the Wall of Fame based on politics.
That's unbelievable. Ridiculous. And the next thing you know, they're going to take Ann Margaret down. Now that...
No, we won't stand for that. All right, thank you, Stephen.
All right, see you.
Take care. Bye-bye. There goes Stephen Moore, bleeding a Cubby Blue and New Trier alum.